Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Tuesday night, Dalet Adar Aleph. I saw in a sefer, I want to say over from a sefer, it's not really on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but it's based on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So he says a very nice svara. We're learning about different brachas. So we're learning about Shakol and Adam and Eitz and the Zonos. Yeah, so I said, I was talking about this on the Tu B'Shvat, that fruit Hashem gave special to people. Animals and people eat vegetables, but fruit is for people, and that's why it's so high up that only a person can reach it. Nobody could eat meat yet, right? Nobody was allowed to eat meat yet.
No, are we sure about animals don't eat fruit because once fruit?
They do eat fruit. The purpose, but that wasn't the purpose of the Bria. So you do have a hierarchy of food. You have all foods, and then you have special vegetables, and then you have fruit, and then you have meat. It's like steps to Mashiach. Okay. It's higher madrigas of food. Alright, maybe I'll look at it again. I don't know. I'm too tired to... Okay, that's fun.
Are we having a kitzur tomorrow?
No. Good point. I don't know. Are any ladies come? I didn't see anything about it. Hear anything about it? We'll see if any ladies come.
My wife got called.
Oh, she got called. Oh,
yeah.
There was a call.
Yeah,
okay.
The calls. One lady in this will be there.
No, she didn't say she's coming. You mean the lady that called her has to come? Okay. I want to go over Siftes again. It's very important. Dover Shana Ikara Pri, you have a fruit. But so it's part of the fruit, but it's not the Ikar HaFruit of the tree. Ain't a chosh of Kumar Priyatsmo, Eliyorid Madrega Achaz, it goes down one step. Down, because the more specific a bracha is, the more chashuv it is. So Eitz is the most specific, or Adama is less specific. Shakol is obviously even less specific. Shimu Eitz, Mavarchan Allah Tofel, on this minor part of the tree that's not its main fruit, you make a bar priya Adama. And but the evidence if you made a bar priya Eitz, Mishnah Berurah speaks out, the Yotzei. Something that grows on a tree, but it's not the primary fruit of the tree. You make Adama, but if you made an eighth by mistake, a Yotze. Then be pre Adama, then Mavarchan Allah Tofel, that's not the point of the vegetable, you make a Shahakol. V'lachain Ilan Slav.
We were actually talking about cashews.
The caper tree.
Very interesting that they have the full fruit and the cashews on the bottom. Like
you checked it out.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I mean, because both are eaten.
So which was the main purpose of the tree? What's the main thing?
Basically, at least according to the Google and stuff, it depends on what it was planted for. If they're harvesting the cashews, then that's its primary purpose. If they're harvesting the fruit,
But what is the fruit? We make our eitz on cashews.
Right,
that means we're
right.
Looking at them as the primary point
if that's
of the
what
tree.
It's planted for, but if it's planted for
what else would it be planted for?
I mean, the fruit is
What's the fruit? Do we ever see it in the store?
Not here, but in the States, yeah.
You see it? And it has a name?
Cashew fruit is what it's called.
Yeah, cashew fruit. Okay.
It's not as widely spread as apple.
Next time you see it, you ask them what bracha they make on it. Sha'olin shalo ruyim l'achila. Its leaves are edible. V'yesh ba'olin k'min tamorim boltim. And they have like fruit on them. Dates. K'moy ba'olin shal arova. The evyonos and ikar apri. But then the ikar apri is the berries of the fruit of the tree. The kafrisin and a klipa shesavav apri. K'moy klipa sa'goizin. V'roy gamkin l'achila. You have four things that are worthy, that can be eaten, that are edible on this tree. It produces four things that are edible. Al evyonos the dinish and ikar aprim varch barpriates, and on everything else, al olam bala tmoros, which are also like fruit-like substances, but they grow out of the leaves, bala kafris and barpri hu adomo. B'chein alei brodim. Hello. Yeah, I can't talk to you now. Please call me after my 10:30. Okay, bye. B'chein alei brodim. Rose petals. Shenir kachu b'dvash v'tzucker. The Vorkin Bur Prihu Adoma Avabisha Gedalin Ba'ilan, they grow on a tree. And they shain an Ikar Hapri. What is the Ikar Hapri? I don't know. What? What's rose petal? What does that mean?
Rose petal. I mean, the petals off of a rose. That's the petals.
That means the thing that looks nice. The
right, the flower. Eat
that. They used to.
If you put a lot of sugar in the wash, I don't know.
They used to preserve it.
You eat wood. Yeah, Avram said they use it a lot for cakes.
So why does it mean they say an ikar apri? We're not sure what it means. I don't want to miss out on a yosod. They're coming from a tree. Maybe it's not meant to eat. I guess that's what it is. It's not meant to eat. It's not primarily planted for its eating purposes. You don't plant a rose bush to eat the rose buds or the rose petals. So you're going to make a adoma. L'chein klipos an orange rind that was preserved in Dvash Vatsukar Mavachar Alein Bar Pri Adama. Mr. Boer brings on sheet to make a Shehat Kol, but that's because probably the Tofel to the sugar and honey. And Klippos of Kishu and cucumber peels that are fried in Dvash Vatsukar Mavachar Shehat Kol, that I don't get. I guess you're reading it in a regular way, so it goes down from Hadama to Shahakal. So there's two dinim. There's the fruit, if it's not the primary thing of the tree, and also there's how you eat it. also, like we saw raw cooked raw. Well, a sharvita and a kidney, a shazar, a piece of pods of peas that you plant, that would be shame of sukkah, and they could be eaten. And machalim loy a kidney is working the land shahakol, because you go down to Madrega from Hardoma. Bela shazar and beginos, if you plant them in a garden with and you intend to eat it raw with the pods, afilu shayich la shavit l'chud, you should make bar pri adoma, even if you're not eating the fruit also. Okay. So for you, the garinin shall payros, the pits, if some of them are edible. It may masukim, if they're somewhat sweet, they're edible, mavarchin alayim bar pri adoma. You still don't make lights, but it's not the primary purpose of the tree. I will garinim hamorim, but if you have, they're not edible, the bitter, einam nechshavim klal, and you don't make a bracha on it. V'moichlen kach, einam b'varech aleyem klal. V'moschon alidei ha'orim, made it edible, b'varech aleyem shahakol. So you have a fruit, and you have a pit. So if the pit's edible, you make hadama. But if it's not edible at all, and you can make it edible, then you make shahakol. Clear, okay? If you make it edible, if it's naturally not edible.
Is that if you're eating it separate? In other words, just for the sake of argument, let's say you're going to eat the apple seeds. Okay, you're eating the apple, you make ayats. Okay, if you're eating the seeds with the
when
apple.
When you're eating the apple, it's for sure tuffle to the apple. That's not the issue. It's when you're eating it separately, so if it doesn't have any taste, then you don't make a bracha. If it has no taste, you don't make a bracha. If it has a sweet taste, you make kladoma. When would you make shahakol?
If you roasted it.
Yeah. If you made it edible. Okay.
No,
not these.
From 9 on.
I guess so. His wife is called. So.